Angels, and welcome to the show tonight. It's called, I can't even talk tonight, I'm sorry, I just let my dogs in, and I work from home. And I usually do this show with Stephen, and he's been in the process of moving, so we had a quick chat, and he says, Tariq, the place looks like a wreck, trying to get it all straightened out. You know how it is when you move. And he says, so I'm moving now, or I'm getting it all worked out, and can I just not do it tonight and do the show with you next week? I said, sure. So anyway, we'll have him next week, and I'm super excited about it because he's great. He's a great co-host with me. And it's nice to get two perspectives, you know, like a girl and a boy, right? Or a man and a woman, I guess is a better way of saying it. So anyway, on that note, he will be in with us next weekend, or next Tuesday night. And so how are you guys doing? And how's your week going so far? And tonight I'm going to talk, because let me back it up. You know, I love doing a spiritual business, and I love being spiritual in any business that I do. And I know a lot of you guys that are listening to this now or listening to it later will think the same thing, right? So here's my take on something. I do personal development, and I was listening to Jim Rohn, and I actually had a dream that I should listen to him. Or not a dream, but a meditation. And so that's what I'm doing. And why do you say? Well, he's amazing. And he actually, you know, was Tony Robbins' mentor. And so I'm listening to him today. And one of the things that he was talking about is habits, right? Habits that really can hurt you in business or not be the best for you, and habits that really help you. And so he was talking about, for instance, our language. And if you go in, you know, saying negative words or, you know, not the best words, dirty words, you're cussing. How do you say that? Cussing, right? That's from North Carolina. If you go in there cussing and saying, slipping up and saying some words, not good. And he said, because you don't know what the, you know, what the people are like. You don't know how they can be. And some people really take offense to cursing or cussing. And he said, so be aware of that because, you know, it can cost you a lot of money. He said, he was telling a story about a gentleman that had lost $100,000 because of his language, like in business. And so that's something right there. And so I'm going to be more aware of what I say, you know, and who I say it to, right? Because I like to give humor in my, when I do things. And maybe that's not the best thing for people. So I don't know. I'm going to really meditate and pray about that I can be a better at what I do. And he said another habit that we have that we need to watch out for is being late. And, you know, and I used to say this, and I don't do that anymore because I just, people's time is at a premium, and that's their biggest asset. But you know what? I don't want to tell someone I'm late. I'm always late. So I try to honor their time, honor my own, and be on time. So what I'm saying to you is that doing the same thing for you would be great. Honoring your time, you know, and being on time for that person, all right? And or that company. Because you know what? There are people that will, you know, not welcome you if you're late. Have you ever seen that before? I have. I remember one time I came late into a place and I was like, and it was car problems. I called, though, to make sure, but they were still a little annoyed at me, you know, and I go, well, it's just part of life, right? But I'm super aware and super easy with making sure that I get things done the night before, all right? So I won't be late if I have to travel. And even if I don't, I lay it out, write it down, what I got to do, right? You know, because I know when a 5K starts, for instance, or a 10K, or whatever kind of event that you're doing, if you're a runner or swimmer or whatever, they don't wait for you to come to the event and start. They start it with or without you. So that's something I honor. What is something else about, you know, being, you know, a habit that really that you need to watch? I talked about language, right? Dress, you know. Make sure you know what kind of dress that you have, you know, what you need to wear to a meeting. If that's, you know, what you're, you know, what you're doing is going to a meeting where people are all there, you know, live and in person in real time, because a lot of times now we do meetings over the internet, over Skype or, you know, or Zoom or whoever or whatever. And, you know, Jim, I brought up a good point, and I live in South Florida, But people do a business look a lot different in their business meetings in San Francisco. They'll be much more conservative than here in West Palm Beach, where people are like, you know, more way more casual. And so if you go, well, I don't want to have to worry about that. Well, you don't have to. You can always just do business, you know, business attire, and that's okay wherever you go, right? And so that's something that I, you know, I'm like aware of. And when I'm talking to people, like when FaceTiming people, I make sure that everything is, you know, my hair's combed and I look, you know, good. You know, whatever that means to you. For me, it means I've got my face, you know, done, my hair, my teeth brushed, and I look clean and nice and neat. But I do work from home. So do I dress business casual there? No. But, you know, I look nice and neat, and I make sure of that, right? So I'm using myself because, you know what, there's times I wasn't. So to, you know, being successful, you have to look the part, and then you become the part, right? You be the part, right? And that's important to do. And, you know, if you're wanting to know certain things, and he said this is good. He said, make sure you check it out. If you want to know how to dress, you can do business casual. You can do business whatever, and you can't go wrong with that. But if you want to do it the culture, the region, the you know, that particular company, check it out, make phone calls and everything. And don't ever be late, you guys. I'm saying that one more time. If your appointment's at 10 a.m., then make sure you're there at you know, 15 minutes early. That's something I do, because then you can take it to account for, you know, things that might pop up. Isn't that funny how that happens? You know, I have had stuff like that, you know, happen, and I was like, oh, my goodness. So just make sure you take into account that kind of thing, too, as well. Also, you know what, I think to be successful in any business meeting, the one thing that I know is important is that you got to rehearse it, you know, go through a dress rehearsal before you actually do the meeting. You go in and you see yourself going in, you see yourself sending good energy, because that's what I always do to the people. And before I, you know, when I go in there and before I get in there, when I'm going through the dress rehearsal, you know, from that, my heart to theirs. And I also make sure I say this, because I love people. Make sure that when I send it, that it's okay to ask them if they're going to receive it, right, if it's okay if I send it. Because you can just say that quietly in your mind's eye or whatever, much better to do that. Because then you put a loving energy in the room, and it makes everything flow easier. So that's something there. The other thing I do is, you know, so I'm going through and I'm seeing how the meeting's going to go, who's speaking, the questions that I want to ask, if I'm here to ask questions. And I will do that 3 or 4 times. And, you know, with all the people that are there, who's going to bring up what situation, the positive and the not so, you know, they're not so positive, right? Because you want to be prepared. So that's something that I do. And, you know, and I, of course, I lay out my clothes, and this may seem redundant to you, but I promise you, when you put yourself out there and you want to be successful in business, your language is key. You know, you want to always use good language, you know, grammar too, right? So I make mistakes on this radio show, but, you don't want to sound like you're not, what's the word, educated, maybe, you're not together, you know what I mean? You can have an accent, you know what I mean? But you always, always, always want to sound like you're together and put together well. And so you, the language and the late, being late, okay? You don't want to be late. And so you double, triple check yourself, you know, set 3 alarms. I don't know what you do, because I've slept through alarms before, and so I make sure I set at least 2. Isn't that cool? So those are a couple things that you can do as well to help you be successful in your marketplace, right? So being late, you don't want to be late. Do the dress rehearsal, right? You know, in your mind, 3 or 4 times. Make sure you got your clothes laid out, right? You know what I mean? And make sure your language is, you speak well. and make sure that you're, you know, that you know the dress code there. And because it's different for different cultures in different places. Also too, as well. So what's your thoughts on that? Send me a text. You know, you can ask me to, if you want to hear something about a particular subject, that'd be good. You can text me at 954-636-9401, 954-636-9401. What else do I want to tell you? As I said, we've got a really special speaker next week, so hopefully we can, you guys will want to listen in on being a spiritual entrepreneur. I'm super excited about it, and I'll tell you more about it as we're going along. Angel Coaches is starting a new coaching program. So do you want to work from home, helping people be the best version of themselves? One of the things I say is what I like to do is help people find their bliss and then be their bliss and make money, make a living out of it. So if they're doing what they love and loving what they do, that there's, man, they'll just grow. So we have a new coaching program that I'm launching, and it's exciting. I'm super excited about it. I also am launching a new magazine, Angel Coaches, and this first edition is about soulmates. So in it, it's got stories about people, how they connected with their soulmate. You know, it's got some really cool stories in there. So you guys, it'll be launched next week. So hopefully, anyway, and as I said, it's got some great stories in there and some angels that you can work with to help you bring your soulmate with you. So those are a few things that I've got, and I hope you guys are doing well. Gosh, what else I want to tell you? I think that's it. So I'm going to let you guys go. Enjoy your holiday. It's a holiday weekend. So isn't that cool? And it's Labor Day. And is it Labor Day? Yeah, I think so. It's Labor Day. I think, no, it's Memorial Day. I'm so sorry. I love my country. Please forgive me. Anyway, so we have a holiday this weekend on Monday, you guys. And those of us in South Florida, you guys keep us in your thoughts and prayers about the weather, because there may be a hurricane here, and make sure we're all safe and warm and dry, and we keep ourselves safe, our family safe, and also our animals. Well, they are a family, aren't they? A little fur babies. So if you want to touch base with me too, you can hit me up on Instagram, Angel Coaches, or text me is easier. I really hope you guys will sign up for a webinar for the new Angel Coaches coaching program. I'm going to go through it with a lot of detail. And if you want to know more, 954-636-9401. And I think that's all I have to say. So you guys have a great now, and we will see you hopefully on the new webinar. Just text me, and I'll talk to you about it. But it will allow you to work from home, make money, help a lot of people, and make a difference. Okay, so you guys have a great night, and we will talk to you soon. Bye now.